provide us a little bit of an update on the center and a little bit about what you talked to pork producers here in San Antonio about?
Well, the National Pork Board, the Board of Directors, has provided $15 million over a five-year period, over the next 5 years, for the formation of a Swine Health Information Center. That will be separate from the Pork Board, so it's not a Pork Board project. It'll be its own corporation, but it's a one-time investment in the future of the pork industry. The objectives of the center there are three big buckets of activity for it. The first big bucket of activity is to do global monitoring of disease, to understand what diseases are circulating around the country or around the world, and to then understand our risks for those being introduced into the U.S. The third thing that it's going to do is it's going to take that information from the global monitoring, and it's going to devote research money to being prepared with diagnostics and information should one of those viruses get into the country. And the third thing that it's going to do is set up an infrastructure so producers can share information about their pigs, about the health of their pigs, freely and securely, to help inform them on as they and their veterinarians make decisions about the health of their pigs on the farm.
After the pork industry went through the PEDV situation a year ago, how beneficial is a center like this to combating diseases like PEDV or others that may be popping up on the radar?
Yeah, the center is a proposal to be able for the industry to take control of its future. Should we get foot and mouth disease or African swine fever or classical swine fever, USDA has a plan. They have a plan of command and control, and they have responsibility in those types of diseases. What we've learned over the years is when we got PRRS, when we got porcine coronavirus, PCV, and now when we get PED, those are production diseases that are really our diseases as producers. They're the ones that affect us, and this center is really stepping up with the responsibility to take control of the outcome of those types of diseases for producers themselves.
Talk to me a little bit about the timeline and when producers can begin to see the benefits of this center.
Well, the timeline is that we are in the process of incorporating the center right now. When that happens, there is already in place a board of directors that will help direct the center's activities. When the incorporation gets finalized, then the board of directors, and we're hopeful that that's going to happen within the next couple of weeks, then the board of directors will start making decisions about where to put the money first in which projects. And so as far as I hope that producers don't have to look at all of the things that have to happen in order to make the industry prepared, because if we have that in the background, then we will be prepared as an industry to respond to it, and they won't have that disease. But they will see the benefits of the information sharing and how that can help to affect the health of pigs on the farm. So there'll be background work, but there'll also be overt work that will be communicated. I would expect the ability to start the communication about the health of the pigs and that portion of the project this summer of 2015.
You mentioned the third arm of it with the producers being able to share information. How important is that to fighting diseases like PEDV or those others that get onto our farms?
Well, there's two things there. One is it's important to find them, because as producers and their veterinarians have experiences with diseases they may not have had experience with before, it's important to identify and find them. But what we've learned with PED is that ability to securely, and I want to emphasize the word securely, to confidentially, securely share disease information, share site status information about diseases, and share their production systems, their protocols and those types of things. That is really the key to an effective and quick response to an outbreak of a disease. The quicker that we can understand where a disease is moving and why it's moving there, the quicker we can develop along, that producers can be prepared to harden their system so it doesn't get to their farm, or that they know how to act once it gets there. So that's an extremely important piece of this information sharing.